Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story, which may be familiar to many of you. There are many different versions of this story told, but it is a classic. And every now and then we like to do a good classic, don't we? Yes, so today's story is called The Three Little Pigs. This particular version was written by Paul Galdon, and it is read today by Mommy and...
Hi, my name is Peely.
Peely?
Would you like to live in my village?
Yes, I would.
I have a bed ready.
I would love to come and live in your village.
I have two other guys.
Okay. Wait, what is there to do in your village?
Well, you could chop wood, refine metal, or cook food.
Oh, I'm a great cook.
Someone's already cooking.
Oh. Well, what about storytelling? Is there anyone who tells stories?
I don't really know yet.
I would be a great storyteller. Can I come and live in your village and tell stories?
I don't know yet. I'll think about it.
Do you have a village crazy lady yet?
No.
Can I be that?
Well, just let me think about it.
All right. In the meantime, I'll read you a story, okay? Here we go. Once upon a time, there was an old sow with three little pigs. She had no money to keep them, so she sent them off to seek their fortune. And in the picture, we can see her. A sow is a female pig. She looks very sad. She's crying. So are her little babies. The first little pig met a man with a bundle of straw and said to him,
"Please, man, give me that straw to build me a house."
So the man did, and the little pig built his house with it. That looks like a very nice little straw house. Oh, along came a wolf. He doesn't look very kind. He knocked at the door and said,
little pig, let me come in.
No, no, said the little pig. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, said the wolf.
Well, that's just rude, isn't it? So the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the house in, and he ate up the first little pig. Oh, dear. That is terribly sad. Ham sandwich, huh?
I had three guys in my village, but then, well, I kind of have to say, he was kind of destroyed.
I don't think I want to move to your village anymore.
He was destroyed in a battle against an Eox.
I think I'll stay here then.
No, it's all the same. Eox, I killed that Eox.
Okay.
They're very rare, so you can live in my village. You're safe.
Let's move on to the story. The second little pig met a man with a bundle of sticks and said,
"Please, man, give me those sticks to build me a house."
And so the man did, and the little pig built his house with them. Then along came the wolf and said,
little pig, let me come in.
No, no, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff. And I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in, said the wolf.
See, this guy must have allergies, I wonder. So he huffed and puffed, and he huffed and he puffed, and at last he blew the house in, and he ate up the second little pig. How much room do you think he has in his tummy?
Probably one more pig.
Oh, good heavens. The third little pig met a man with a load of bricks and said,
"Please, man, give me those bricks to build me a house."
And so the man did, and the little pig built his house with them. It's a little bit smarter, don't you think? Soon the wolf came along and said,
little pig, let me come in.
No, no. By the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in, said the wolf.
this wolf really has very poor manners. Well, he huffed and he puffed, and he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed. Well, he's practically pink in the picture. We can see his face. He's putting everything he has into it. But he could not blow the house in. Well, he failed. At last, the wolf stopped huffing and puffing and said,
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice field of turnips."
"Where?"
said the little pig.
"On Mr. Smith's farm,"
said the wolf.
"I will come for you tomorrow morning. We will go together and get some turnips for dinner."
"Very well,"
said the little pig.
"What time will you come?"
"Oh, at 6 o'clock,
said the wolf. Oh, I really hope that the pig is not taken in by these good manners, because I do not believe we can trust him. Well, the little pig got up at 5, went to Mr. Smith's farm, and got the turnips before the wolf came to his house. He's lucky that the wolf was on time.
"Little pig, are you ready?"
asked the wolf. And the little pig said,
"Ready. I have been and come back again, and I got a nice pot full of turnips for my dinner."
Sneaky, smart, clever little pig. The wolf was very angry, but then he thought of another way to get the little pig, and he said,
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice apple tree."
"Where?"
said the pig.
"Down at Merry Garden,"
replied the wolf.
"I will come for you at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we will get some apples."
First of all, what kind of person is going to come knock on your door at 5 a.m.? I wouldn't have it. Well, the little pig got up the next morning at 4 o'clock and went off for the apples. Good heavens. He wanted to get back home before the wolf came, but it was a long way to Merry Garden, and he had just... And then he had to climb the tree. Just as he was climbing back down with his basket full of apples, he saw the wolf coming.
"Little pig,"
the wolf said.
"Little pig,"
the wolf said,
"you got here before me. Are the apples nice?"
Oh, the pig is trapped in the tree. Ugh, good grief.
"Yes, very,"
said the little pig.
"I will throw one down for you."
And he threw the apple as far as he could throw. And while the wolf ran to pick it up, the little pig jumped down and ran home. Oh, I hope he's faster than the wolf is. Oh, he is good. The next day, the wolf came again and said to the little pig,
"Little pig, there is a fair at Shanklin this afternoon. Would you like to go?"
"Oh, yes,"
said the little pig.
"When will you come? When will you come to get me?"
"At 3,
said the wolf. Do you know, this wolf has stick-to-itivity. He keeps trying. It's called perseverance. Well, the little pig went off at 2 o'clock and bought a butter churn at the fair. He was going home with it when he saw the wolf coming. The little pig jumped into the butter churn to hide. Do you know what a butter churn is? Okay, so it's a tall cylinder type of object. Imagine, if you will, a very tall cup, a very big, round cup, big enough that you could stand up in. And it's made out of wood, and it's secured by bits of rounded metal that's been hammered together. Now, on top of it, they would have a churn, a big stick that would have a paddle attached to it and would move up and down the length of that cylinder. And why would it move up and down, you ask? Because they would make butter in that churn. They would pour the milk in and move it back and forth until they had a nice, thick, homemade butter. Delicious. Later, the wolf went to the little pig's house. Oh, wait. Did I read this part? Okay. He bought a butter churn at the fair. He was going home with it when he saw the wolf coming. The little pig jumped into the butter churn to hide. The churn fell over and rolled down the hill with the little pig in it. This frightened the wolf so much that he turned around and ran home. Well, it's a great big round thing rolling at you. I think I'd be scared too. Later, the wolf went to the little pig's house and told him what had happened.
A great round thing came rolling down the hill right at me, the wolf said.
Ha! I frighten you, then, said the little pig. I went to the fair and bought a butter churn, and when I saw you, I got into it and rolled down the hill.
Well, you know, there's nicer ways of saying I don't want to talk to you. The wolf was very angry indeed.
I'm going to climb down your chimney and eat you up, he said.
When the little pig heard the wolf on the roof, he hung a pot full of water in the fireplace. Then he built a blazing fire just as the wolf was coming down the chimney. The little pig took the cover off the pot and in fell the wolf. The little pig quickly put on the cover again, boiled up the wolf, and ate him for supper. And the little pig lived happily ever afterward. That, come to think of it, is a very sad story, isn't it?
I guess. So, I just thought of it.
Yeah.
You can live in my village. And you can be a storyteller.
I can?
Village Crazy Woman.
Love it. All right.
You're the Village Crazy Woman!
Thank you. I'll live up to the expectations. And that, our friends, is...
The end.
The end.
Billy, out!
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.